Hi there. The word for you today is, life is about choices. In Daniel 1 verse 8, we read, Daniel resolved to say no. When Daniel was taken prisoner to Babylon, he was quickly promoted to leadership in the king's palace. But as a Jew, he refused to defile himself, the Bible says, with the royal food and wine. Think about that. Could his choice have affected his career or even cost him his life? Absolutely. But what we choose to do when we're under pressure results from one of two things. Here they are. Number one, clearly established convictions that we live by, or number two, fuzzy convictions we're willing to compromise for personal gain. Hard times don't make you. They just reveal you. In his book Leadership Gold, John Maxwell writes, and I quote, after visiting 20 cities in 7 days, it was good to be coming home. As the small private jet approached the runway, we were celebrating the success of the week. Then, in a moment, everything changed. The plane was hit by wind shear and dropped straight down to the runway, the wheels heading out of balance. All conversation stopped, and our eyes widened as we realized we were in danger. The pilot, without hesitation, pushed the throttle and launched the plane back into the air. We all realized that could have been it. We sat quietly as the plane circled the airfield, and a few minutes later, we landed safely. As he got off the plane, John asked the captain, when did you make the decision to put the plane back into the air? He replied, 15 years ago. Then he went on to explain how, as a young pilot in training, he decided in advance what decision he would make for every possible air problem. In other words, his decision was made long before the crisis. So, you need to have a game plan already in place before the problem arises.